This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Still can't play no audio yet, but I've actually found a sound engineer who's not in Illinois now. My sound engineer, who was here in South Carolina, moved to Illinois today. Nobody's explained that one to me yet. Since it's Wednesday, that means this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. Now, since it's the world according to Second Call Defense, we'll explain why you need to be a member over the course of the next hour. Joining me from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Certainly, certainly. Why do I keep, and you know, we didn't talk about what we were going to talk about today, so if I'm hitting you out of left field, I fully apologize, but why is it that I keep seeing these politicians, Republican politicians, when we have a bill with 200 sponsors sitting in the House and what, nearly 40 senators sitting in the Senate, for national reciprocity, why is it that I see multiple ones of these cats getting out there saying, well, I think we should pass a law so we can carry a gun here in D.C.? Why do they think that they're special citizens, do you think?
Well, I think that's been part of the problem all along, and I think your next guest is better suited to explain that to me, because I think she coined the phrase that, you know, politicians are not kings, although they seem to think that way. They seem to think that they don't have to play by the same rules that you and I do, whether it's insider trading that the Congress is allowed to engage in, or whether they decide that their life is seemingly more important than ours and they should have the right to carry in D.C. It's a problem that we've had for a very long time. If you look at what they've said time after time about gun rights, about ability to protect yourself or self-defense, it's always them. You know, they should have the special protection. They should have the Secret Service protection. Their kids should be protected in schools. Our kids are just as worthy and just as important and just as lovable and just as precious as their kids. But for whatever reason, they like to draw that dividing line and say, you know, our kids can be protected by guns in schools, i.e. Secret Service and the president's kids, but not yours.
That part always makes me scratch my head. Do you think they're leaning towards this? Do you think we'll see movement on national reciprocity? Because there have been a lot of people out there saying that, in a way, now it has become personal for these politicians. The filters and the pedestal sort of got blown out from them and out from under them in Alexandria. Do you think they're going to move on that?
Well, you know, they're foolish for a lot of different reasons if they don't. It was a ticket that many of those people ran on, and certainly Donald Trump is a pro-Second Amendment candidate ran on it. I guess we have to get unstuck of the mire of the Soviet Union for something that is totally irrelevant right now, but the lamestream media keeps putting that in the air. But I think with the amount of co-sponsors in both the House and the Senate that they have, it needs to be done. You need to bring it forward right now. And get it over with, because, you know, it will be over. This is something that it is going to take a little debate. It's been talked about before. The support is there. It's certainly not on the magnitude of what it's going to take to pass a new health care bill. But they should just do it and get it over. And get it over with, because the vast majority of Americans support it. If you look at recent polling, if you look at the amount of gun owners in America, you know, except for the liars at the New York Times and the liars in the mainstream media, and the anti-gun people that can only lie to you because the facts do not paint the picture they want it to happen, we should just run the bill, the piece of legislation and vote on it, and it's going to be over with, because it's a very common sense piece of legislation. It makes no sense why somebody in the United States Congress has decided that our constitutional rights have borders. Our constitutional rights, I've said for years, are borderless. That's why I ended up in Colorado in 2013, because I truly believe our constitutional rights are borderless, and I have a problem with them stopping from one state line, moving to the next state line. The votes are there, seemingly. The debate should take place, and the legislation should be voted on. Plain and simple.
Yeah, that part of it, I... Where is it at in the House right now? I mean, they nearly have a majority of sponsors for it. Is it in some committee?
I'm not sure if there's been any action taken care of, if it's sitting in committee or what's going to happen. My guess is it's sitting there. But that tells me when things like this aren't moving, and really the only thing that Donald Trump has been able to accomplish are some fairly obvious things or things that he can take care of with his pen. But other than that, I don't think Congress knows what they're doing. They are stuck and they're spinning, and they have no idea what's happening right now, because the Hearing Protection Act and NASA reciprocity are ripe for hearing. They're very pertinent to what goes on right now. The votes are there. The support is there by the American people. I have no idea what they're waiting for. If they want a victory before they go home, it's sitting there in front of them.
Doesn't it make you wonder who votes for these guys?
You know what? I guess it's the fact that we keep voting for these guys, and the amount of money that they can collect, and the name ID that they generate, and you know the backroom deals that are cut, certainly cause a lot of these problems. But you know, we have ourselves to blame. I've said it before, and you and I have talked about this. If the pro-gun voter got educated and got off the couch, we would rule the world. And I'm hopeful that if things don't change, 2018. You know, it should be a recall election for a lot of people that are sitting there. You know, it's going to be interesting to find out what they do, because they've been making these promises, and they ran on pro-gun platforms. And you know what? And I have no problem with removing the scoundrels that they are. They don't deserve the support of us, certainly. And if we need to throw out, you know, another dozen of them or two dozen of them, then let's do that. And let's be heard.
Yeah. That part of it certainly needs to happen. In the meantime, have you decided to add the part of coverage for Second Call Defense where if you're at a political rally and you have to fight a bunch of leftists, has that come up in one of you and George talked about that yet?
Well, we just got to make sure that we provide the best coverage available, which we still do, to anybody who lawfully and legally uses a firearm in self-defense.
Indeed.
Despite what should be done.
Which, but, you know, of all the things that we're facing right now, and I've only got like a minute and a half in this segment, and this is probably the wrong question to ask you this, but of all the things that we're facing right now, which one of the things that you look at either makes you the maddest or makes you the most puzzled that could be taken up politically?
Well, I think it's just the plain inaction and the inability to get things done. We have a House that's broken. I think it's been proven both the House and the Senate are incapable of functioning properly. If you look at the number of bills that have passed according to the rules without a suspension of the rules, they're non-existent since the Boehner days. We have an inability now with whether it's the different caucuses that exist now in Washington, D.C. It's either my way or the highway, and nothing's getting done because of that. So we need to, as a party, as a nation, with bipartisan support or however it needs to be done, we need to run this government in the way it was intended to be run. And quite simply, nothing's being done. And I think that's the most frustrating thing that we as voters face, because we're having this conversation, you know, what's going on? Well, do we really know what's going on, Bill?
No.
And that's the problem. All we know is that nothing's happening. All those things, all the excitement, everything that we've brought by our vote is never taking place. And that's the most confusing part of it. This is our government, the people's government, and we're powerless right now.
We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. I'm going to explain that to you in just a minute. But right now, we're talking to the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Back to the politics thing. Does it seem to you like the Republicans don't understand they're in the majority?
You know what? They have a hard time exercising their power. I'm not sure if they're gun-shy, so to speak, when things happen like this. But certainly, they don't understand, I think, the strength of the victory that took place this last election cycle, you know, all the way, all over the country, state, local, and certainly national offices. And, I did some checking on the break, and, National Reciprocity has been sitting in the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Human, and Homeland Security since January. It's sitting there. So I'm hopeful it's just waiting for someone to say, let's bring it out and go with it. But I think the Republicans, for the most part, they can't seem to find their tail. And they're not cohesive. They're not together on anything they're doing. They still want to argue with each other instead of get things done. Now, even if you take a look at, you know, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, granted, we know how it's failing as we sit here and look at it. Take action. Do something. Debate. You know, don't argue that the Freedom Caucus isn't going to vote for it. You know what? It's time to put America first. You can't make this country great again unless you do something.
It just seems like everything. Like, how many times did they vote to repeal Obamacare successfully, to repeal it, not replace it, not put something else in place of it when Obama was president? How many times did they do that? Seven or eight?
I can't remember. Yeah, at least a half a dozen. Seven or eight, you're probably right.
So, was all of that a masquerade? Is that what we need to be asking them? Hey, guys, are you masquerading with us? Is that just a little kabuki theater for us?
Well, you know, it's up to the Senate now. And as functional as I thought the Senate would be, they've proven to be more dysfunctional than the House was. And I thought that would be the House, I thought, would have more problems than the Senate. So we'll see what's happening. I think that that certainly the right senators are out there pushing it. They just need to get something done and get together. And you know what, why do we think we have to have this perfect piece of legislation that pleases everybody? That's why we elect people, to do the right thing and do what's best for us. Even if it doesn't make me really happy, I elect leaders to lead. Not to take a poll or stick their finger in the wind and try to figure out, you know, the right way that the wind's blowing for the populace and be popular. I don't want you to be popular. I just want you to do the right thing. And if I don't agree with what that right thing is and it's not working out, well, then I have the opportunity to let my voice be heard at the ballot box. But to be stuck and to be totally, you know, stuck in the mud and powerless and not take any action for fear of something, maybe it is they don't realize they have the power. But I have a feeling that that sooner rather than later they're going to realize that the hammer's going to fall down on all these guys and they're going to suffer because of their inability to get anything done.
I
can't think of another explanation for what they're doing.
Well, see, McConnell surprised me. He surprised me when Obama was still in power, when he would not let them vote on replacing Scalia. When he said, we're not going to do that. We're going to go by the Biden rule. So they went by the Biden rule. And then he surprised me when he went thermonuclear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, well, we've sort of stepped outside of our comfort zone. Isn't that enough of the shenanigans? Now we got to get back to being civil and all this other stuff. But do they not understand that when the Democrats get power again, they're going to try to undo everything Trump's done?
Well, and that's absolutely right. And I think who has came out as a strong leader for this has been Ted Cruz. I've never really been that much of a Ted Cruz fan for a lot of different reasons, some of which I don't understand. But I certainly like the stance he's taking on health care and how he's trying to drum up support and get this thing moving. And I think as long as we still have people like that out there, you know, who opposed Trump and ran against Trump, but understands what's best for America, and he doesn't hold towards Donald Trump and what he wants to accomplish. So I think we need more Ted Cruz in the world, more people following the Ted Cruz of the world. And or quite simply, nothing's going to get done, and there is going to be a change in 2018, and that's going to be where we first find out just what kind of correction there's going to be.
I don't know. I think Trump's already done enough to ensure that the House stays. I don't think there's going to be that. But then again, I could be wrong. I had a pretty good read on Trump. These guys are just so namby-pamby. I mean, it's like they're afraid. They've gotten everything they wanted, and they don't want to open. They got all the presents they said they had to have in order to run it, and now they're afraid to open the gifts.
You know, and it seems like it's a recurring nightmare for the American people. I think also if you consider the time they had to put a game plan in place, and then they came out of the gate with nothing. And again, I'm not sure, you know, why that happened. But you know what we have to be concerned about too? And it's also the pulse of America that sometimes we forget about. There's a lot of key gubernatorial elections coming up. And usually the will of the people and their dissatisfaction or their satisfaction with Washington DC and what's going on, that often has an impact for gubernatorial races. You know, I ended up with Ted Strickland in the state of Ohio just because of what was going on in Washington DC. And when we had a landslide victory all over the United States, you know, Kasich in Ohio barely got elected. So I think we need to guard our own states with care, because these gubernatorial elections coming up and the ability to keep the state house and the state senate you want is really paramount. I think we kind of all discovered that after Sandy Hook, when everybody wanted everybody's guns, and I was saying, at least I live in Ohio, and at least I live in Butler County, Ohio, with Sheriff Rick Jones, who I know is who has my back and the back of the people of Butler County. So I think there's a lot of indicators that we're going to be able to look at going forward, and we can't set these our state races out. I mean, that's the firewall for most of us Americans is our state, and then our county. We got to pay attention, and we can't get lazy and think, man, we're going to do just fine. I have Donald Trump in office. Every day someone gets out of bed and wants your right. Doesn't matter what they are. They want them. They want to take them. Look, I mean, you were talking about the New York Times article. Those people exist. They lie because the truth doesn't fit their narrative, but they don't care. We have to hold these people to task. And, you know, and I'm just hopeful that sooner or later, wherever the New York Times is getting their money from, it's going to dry up.
Coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. If you're not a member, you should be a member. It'll be the best $20 you spend every month if you carry a gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by the guy that's my guest. And joining me again is Second Call Defense CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Now, since the last time you and I talked, there's been a couple of new additions to the Lock and Load family. So let's us discuss typically. Somebody who is a defender member of Second Call Defense gets in a self-defense situation, successfully defends himself, but gets arrested and is now going to criminal court. First of all, let's start with the financial side of it. How much money does being a member of Second Call Defense save somebody when they commit self-defense?
Well, depending upon the level you are, certainly it can save up to $100,000 for criminal defense, $50,000, $25,000. There's different levels. And then on top of everything else, we also have a foundation available. If something goes runs longer and is a little bit more expensive, you know, we always have the opportunity to put more money in the kitty, so to speak. So, you know, and the most important thing is if you use your firearm for self-defense, and you know how to properly make the 911 call. The police are there. You know how to handle your home that's become a crime scene, or you know how to handle yourself in front of the ATM machine. You know what to say and what not to say. You understand that. You've been trained over and over and over again. You have the opportunity to learn. And then most importantly, you're going to call the emergency hotline, and you're going to be connected with an attorney who's going to calm you down, remind you of your constitutional rights, make sure that you're all set, ready to go, and if you are arrested, you're going to have immediate representation available to you. You're going to have an attorney retainer paid on your behalf, and that's going to be an attorney immediately. And if you meet this attorney or you know somebody else you want, you can always feel free to get your own attorney. I always tell people that the representation is yours. I go out of my way to find the best available in the area where the shooting took place after that, get them a retainer fee. Make sure you're bailed out of jail. Make sure your family's contacted. Make sure you have the best representation, the best expert witnesses. And then after the criminal proceedings are over, if there's anything civilly that happens for you, have civil representation there that's basically unlimited right now. That makes sure that you have a civil defense attorney that's going to deflect all the attacks on your personal assets and what you've worked a lifetime to earn and to put in place for your retirement. You know, so the most important thing is you have the money available immediately to use for your defense. And I've been mentioning a gentleman or a member we have in California who's paid just over $300 in membership fees, and he got a check for $100,000 for us, or his attorneys did, right now that are in the midst of battling, basically, you know, for his life. And, you know, that's the most important thing, and that's what gives you the best feeling, is that you're never going to be alone, whether it's on the side of the road or it's in your home or doesn't matter where it's at. You're going to have immediate representation available to you on the spot, no questions asked. It's going to happen. And then moving forward, you get the best legal representation that you can possibly have. I don't have that kind of money. Who has $100,000 sitting around right now, liquid, that they want to lose because you legally use your firearm in self-defense? Who wants to stroke a check for $100,000 for bond when you're getting a 10% cash bond and lose that money forever? I always tell people, if you have it, why not use mine? Why not use Second Call Defense's money? Because your bond money or your bail money under most normal bond situations, that's their fee. That's gone. So whatever you stroke a check to the bond company, you're not going to see that again. So, you know, the benefits are many. The psychological counseling will clean up your foyer, whatever it takes to make you whole again, both legally, psychologically, and physically.
I'm being told in the chat room by somebody named Keith that he's bringing a couple of friends tomorrow. You need to stock up on your business cards.
That's right. Tomorrow night at premier shooting and training, I'm doing a lethal force and law seminar. And don't despair, all you people that can't wait to see me. I know you're out there, and I'm smiling when I say that. It's going to be live streamed on Facebook also. And I'll see you guys there tomorrow. And it's exciting because we have some new laws in the state of Ohio. We basically, and this is how important it is that we make sure we vote. We have decriminalized all the do not carry zones. So if you know, whether it's a high school, the non-secure area of a police department, or whatever it is, that a government building that you can't carry, we have common sense regulations right now because we carry all the time everywhere we go. And so we forget that we have that firearm on it, and we walk into some place. I can tell you that for years and years, I went to paratecha conferences and never thought about the fact that I was concealed carrying until one day I realized I was. I'm thinking, crap, I'm a felon. I could do 6 months in jail because I forgot. And what this does is, if you forget, in the state of Ohio, when this legislation goes into effect and you have a firearm and somehow they see your concealed gun, they ask you to leave. And if you leave, then there's no criminal penalty and there's no problem. And that's a common sense type of legislation that we need all over the country. And that's why we have to keep pushing for it. And, you know, I know your trials and tribulations go in South Carolina, but you can't give up. Sooner or later, they're going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not that much worried about it, but it just bugs me a little bit here and there that it's such a fight. Constantly.
And it shouldn't be. It's so much common sense. I mean, who in the world can look at you in the eyes and truthfully say that you don't want your teacher, your principal, your janitor to be able to meet an active killer with a gun? That doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
They can't explain that to you. They can say it, but they can't back it up. Folks, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good gal with a gun. And you can take it to the bank every time. It happens all the time.
With alarming frequency.
Much more than we realize.
We got a couple of minutes left in this segment. We've talked about the financial part of it. Let's talk about the intangibles that nobody thinks about when they're carrying a gun, the things they don't think about that you cover. What's one that comes to mind?
Well, you know, one of the things that are most important to me as a criminal defense attorney is the psychological counseling aspect of it. People all think they're going to be all right, but I have friends whose kids were in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they came back and they needed help. You've talked about when you had an incident where there was a negligent discharge and you need help. I can't imagine using a firearm in self-defense in your home, on your foyer, you've dispatched somebody, no matter how big of a dirtbag they are. We're human beings and we're good people, and it's going to bother us. And it's important that we get the psychological counseling that we need, and we need to get it immediately, because you're not doing your attorney and your family any favors when you don't have your wits about you. Trust me. So that's something that's been important to me also. And the intangibles for somebody, if they brandish, you know, they say the statistics are a firearm is used every 13 seconds in America in self-defense. Generally speaking, most of those are brandishing or, hey, I have a gun, or, hey, I have a gun and showing the gun, and things are over with. Probably the most unreported incident that takes place. And I always make sure to instruct all of our members, if you touch a gun, say, I have a gun, do whatever, you'd be the first to call the non-emergency line if you have to. If you don't know that, call 911, explain to them what's happened. I've represented many people who decided not to call, and the true bad guy called and flipped the light switch on them. And then we had to mount a defense to get those things thrown out. But, you know, those are things that are important. To feel secure wherever you are in the United States, to know that if something happens, you're going to have the best criminal defense attorney at your side and behind your back immediately. You're on vacation in Florida. You're doing a seminar in South Carolina. I'm in Middletown, Ohio. I'm in Northern Kentucky, 20 miles away. I don't necessarily know who these people are. I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
We'll get to the rest of that. Why you should be a member. We're going to make that case continuing when we get back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. And tonight, for those of you who are uninitiated as to the way of Second Call Defense, then tonight I'm trying to impress upon you the way with the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. So, what it boils down to, and you can tell me if I'm correct about this or not, is that there is a whole lot of liability, even if you are in the right, when you shoot somebody in self-defense.
Absolutely. And there's going to be an investigation, and you never know what type of turns the investigation is going to take. People say, oh, we don't need an attorney until the grand jury meets. Well, no, you need an attorney immediately before it even gets to the grand jury to keep it from getting there and make sure that it stays in your hands. You know, folks, you got to understand that when there's got to be an investigation because someone's been shot or human life has been taken. And you never know necessarily, you know, what kind of police officer and what kind of mood with what kind of prosecutor and what kind of political climate you're going to have. So it's so important that your rights are protected. And it's nothing more than making sure that you have an advocate, someone that can be involved in the investigation and say, hey, what's going on? Somebody that can talk to the prosecutor and say, you know what? This is a valid shooting. And because prosecutors are human beings. They have to be reelected. They don't want to waste taxpayers' money. There's a lot that goes into it. And you have to make sure that you have immediate representation because if the law, if the prosecution, if everybody understands that you're represented with competent counsel, they're going to stop right there. There's a lot of things that they know they're going to be met with resistance. They're not going to take these frivolous actions, or they're not going to see well, whatever goes on the wall, and we can get the stick, we can go with that. You know, it changes everything once you get an attorney involved, and it's always good for you. I always tell people, keep your mouth shut when you get arrested. Once an attorney appears, your life is going to change for the better immediately. And it's important that we all realize that it's not necessarily malfeasance or misfeasance. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what eyewitness is going to say something completely off the wall that maybe didn't happen, and they're not lying. You got to realize also that everybody's suffering from the psychological effects and impacts of a lethal encounter. We're not thinking. We have television, norepinephrine. There's a lot of reasons why eyewitness testimony is without a doubt consistently the most unreliable testimony that could ever be presented. So if you're going to say that, you know what, I did the right thing and everything's going to work out all right, that's the first mistake you made, is to assume that that's going to happen.
Real quick, in the chat room, Keith, instead of putting it on the chat room, why don't you email it to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com so I can put it in the show notes of the podcast And then that way, everybody will know how to find Sean that way. If you would do that, I would appreciate that, sir. When this process begins, if some guy's going in there and he's looking all wide-eyed and, wild and everything, and he's had the adrenaline dump and everything, and he's crying, do prosecutors look at somebody who shows up without a lawyer? Does that encourage them to try to press the case?
Unfortunately, I have to say, in a lot of cases, that does happen because, I mean, prosecutors are elected to get a conviction. Some are elected on certain platforms, but when the police arrest somebody and with a relationship that a lot of them have with law enforcement, they just assume that everybody did the right thing, and this is a case that's going to have to be prosecuted because by God, someone died. And, it's not always necessarily trying to find justice, but trying to hold somebody responsible for the death, whether it's right or wrong. And so we always got to remember that that prosecutors get cases, they look at the facts, and then they decide to act from what the police department's telling them, and they press forward, and if they get a grand jury to buy into it, then it's that much closer because now it's going to get a trial, and to them a plea agreement's a victory on their scorecard. So and that often happens also. But yeah. In any instance, it doesn't matter if it's a speeding ticket, no matter what it is, if you go in without an attorney, you're not going to get a fair shake. It's not going to happen.
If they show up with an agency arms, not agency arms, a second call defense, I just saw an agency arms things pop up in front of my face, I'm sorry. If they show up with a second call defense attorney, if they show up with a criminal defense attorney, I mean, and... I can't believe I'm asking this question, but if they do show up with somebody ready to go and they're like, okay, well, yeah, I hate that happened. This is my attorney. Why don't you set up everything we got to do through him? Does that calm the prosecutors down?
Well, I think the prosecutors realize, what's going to take place because long before the initial appearance happens, they know who's representing who when they walk in. They know if Sean Maloney, they know if Rob Lyons, and they know whoever it is that is going to be representing them. And if they understand they have a reputation of doing things right and being learned counsel, they're not going to be so apt to fight this because they don't want to lose. They don't want to spend taxpayers' dollars in a long, drawn-out event and end up being the people that end up losing. And they understand at the same time, too, when I have to work very hard to prove everything in this case now beyond a reasonable doubt, that's completely different than getting a pushover that just wants a plea agreement. So it's a huge difference when you have competent counsel because let's face it, the prosecutor is a human being. They don't want to fight. To a certain extent, they're lazy also. They may have an agenda. Counsel appears on behalf of the defendant. A lot of things change because things aren't going to be so easy anymore. And then he looks at it or she looks at it and says, you know what? I don't think I can prove that. I really don't have enough to prove that. Maybe I can pull the wool over somebody's eyes, but I'm not going to pull the wool over this defense attorney's eyes. And so, like I said, things change. A lot of things just get dismissed. You go to a probable cause hearing, and there's just not that your first opportunity to cross the police or to ask the police questions. You start chipping holes in their armor, so to speak, and things change almost immediately. Because, they realize they don't want to be in the short end of the stick. And we are represented by competent counsel. Your whole life changes.
Just out of curiosity, and I've never asked this question before, but have you ever had a defender that you guys successfully defended in a court of law that gave up carrying a gun? Do you know?
You know what? I have. And I actually had an incident where we had a negligent discharge in the hotel room. And actually it was in Colorado.
Right.
And it was impacted so much that they decided they were never going to carry a firearm again. And then I also had somebody early on that we represented for brandishing. It was a long, drawn-out ordeal, and finally, once we got to the truth of the matter, charges were dismissed. Well, the original charges were a felony, and you can't get the record sealed for over a year. This individual was trying to find a job and had to explain why they were charged with felonious assault. And this person said, you know what, I just can't carry a gun. I can't do it because, you know, they don't realize the risk that you take. Even though they're acquitted, even though things were dropped, at times that happens, it becomes very emotional.
So did they not take advantage of the psychological counseling they could have gotten?
You know what? They didn't. And one of the occasions with the brandishing, they refused to. Now, on the negligent discharge, I made sure that that took place. The attorney that I became rather close to in Colorado, he and I were in constant contact, and I said, hey, make sure that she gets cease and desist from professionals, from psychological professionals. So, you know, and I haven't been in contact with that member in a while, but maybe their mind has been changed, and I'm hopeful it has been.
That is why you become a member of Second Call Defense. That right there. That part where somebody's sitting there saying, well, I don't need to do that. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Because of that background, that experience that they have dealing with these different cases and everything else. That's the reason you do it, and that's the reason you need to do it today. SecondCallDefense.org. As usual, sir, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
You guys are in for a treat in this next segment. Folks, I've had the opportunity to be involved with some of what Laura Carno has done. You are not going to find a better advocate for your Second Amendment rights. And trust me, the children of Colorado have never been in better hands than they are now that Laura's got involved with FASTER in Colorado. So, you know, and enjoy the next segment, Bill, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Laura Carno, FASTER Colorado. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.